Stuff today. Okay, today we're going to learn about Kriyas HaTorah. If you're going to challenge me, what is Kriyas HaTorah with the parasha? It's very simple because this week is the Aseres HaDibros. And there are 10 Dibros. There are more than 10 commandments. Anyone who tells you there are 10 commandments is making a big mistake. There are many more than 10 commandments in the Aseres HaDibros. There are 10 Dibros. Each one Dibor has within it, some of them have within multiple commandments. So how did it come about? How did it come about the term Ten Commandments is a very big mystery, but there are 10 statements. There are 10 statements. Now therefore, because there are 10 Dibros, that is why Chazal instituted that on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, Mincha, we must lay at least 10 Pesukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that you have
Except
to lay. What?
Purim
is nine. It's one inyan. It's one inyan. So we lay nine in Rosh Chodesh. Or what? In
Rosh Chodesh.
Repeat. Because how many psukim are? That's not because of the psukim. That's because of the parasha. The parasha. The breaks. Right. So we have we lay. So Moshe was misakin that we lay Monday, Thursday, and all we have to lay is even one pasuk. It is Ezra that was misaking. You have to lay 10 pesukim. Why did he give us the number 10? Because of the Aseres HaDibros. So every time we lay Monday, Thursday, we are really connecting ourselves to the Aseres HaDibros, being that we are laying at least 10 pesukim. Now let's use it as a springboard to discuss some very interesting inyanim about Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, the first thing we have to know is there's a Chakira in the Rishonim. Okay, the Chakira is what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Is it a mitzvah for every single individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Is that the way the mitzvah was established? Or is the mitzvah, no, it's not for the individual, it's the tzibur. The tzibur has a duty. If you're part of this congregation, what?
Limud HaTorah.
No, it's Talmud Torah in Echnami. It's Talmud Torah the Rabbin. It's Talmud Torah the Rabbin. But as long as I'm part of this community, as long as the community is doing it, good. It's not my problem. I just have to make sure that the Tzibur is doing what they should be doing. But it's not like Mikra Megillah, where every single person has to hear the Megillah. It's not like Shofar. Every person has to hear the Shofar. The Tzibur has to lay. Now, Lamai Nafkamina. The nafkamina is, are you allowed to learn during, are you allowed to read the papalach on the tables during Kriyas HaTorah? Are you allowed to learn a daf gemara? I'm behind in the daf, so while they're laning, I will learn the daf.
Somebody asked the shayla in Eretz Yisrael, they had to do shmira, so they had a guy from the Kehila.
Yeah.
Outside with the gun.
Does he have to go hear Kriyas HaTorah?
And the Rav said no.
No, because he's passing that it's not a din on the person, it's a din on the tzibur. So if you learn, let's say you go to the Beis Akisei, you're in the middle of laning, and you go to the Beis Akisei, and you miss the whole laning, or you miss part of the laning, or you're not feeling well. Do you have to go exert yourself to go to another shul to hear the laning? I davened in this shul, I had to step out, got an important phone call, middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even not important phone call. I was distracted with the text, or something happened, I didn't pay attention. Do I have to go to another shul, wait for the next minyan, and hear the Kriyas HaTorah? If it's a did on the person, like Shofar, like Mikra Megillah, yes, you got a big problem. You got a big problem. You have an obligation. You don't want to do the obligation. That's your problem. You're too busy. Listen, not everyone does what they're supposed to do. Okay? That's. But really, you have an obligation, and if you're a good person, you're going to make the time to go hear the learning again. But if you learn that the din of Kriyas HaTorah is not upon the individual, it's upon the community, it's upon the kehila, you have absolutely no obligation to go and hear the laning at another shul another time. I'm part of the shul. I had to step out because I got a phone call. Someone called me out, so I went out. So I didn't hear these psukim. It's not so. It's okay. It doesn't make a difference. It's the tzibur's obligation. The tzibur did it. I am done. This is a machloikis, major, major machloikis, Rishonim. On one end we have the Ramban, and we have the Ritva, that hold that the Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the Tzibur. Okay, it is a din. It's a din on the individual. The Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ramban. I'm getting confused over here. What do they say? Veneer the nechliku harishonim zedahar haritva megillah machalik v'nikiyah shayvah lekriyas hatayra. Kevin the Meshavah Yeshiv al Kol Echav Yechlo Shema Me'aschola Ve'atsayif Lechayim Mulchamos. Did on the tzibur. Did on the tzibur. However, the Shulte Giborim and the Maram Me'Rattenberg strongly disagree. They were also Rishonim, and they hold the Chiv is on the individual, which means you have to go hear every single word. Halacha L'Maisa. How do we paskin? It's not clear at all. It's really not clear at all. And he over here, as Kedark, I always like to use the Sefer from Rabbi Simcha Hollander. It's one of the best Svarim that I have. I'm telling you, this Sefer, it's Kedai for all of you to go out and get the Sefer. There are two volumes already on the Sefer. It's fantastic. Every line is a Chiddush, is a Yesod, the way he writes with incredible clarity. And everything he does, he backs up by referring to one of the Gedolei, the famous Gedolei Yisrael, looking at their meaning, exactly what they did to illustrate the halacha, the yisoid that he brings out. So here he brings the Rav Moshe, was very makbid on this. Rav Moshe held that it's a din in the person. Okay, halacha l'maisa, he brings over here the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha is the Nitziv, right? Emek Bracha is the Nitziv?
Yeah.
No. Nitziv, the Emek Bracha? I think it's the Nitziv. He had a lot of different Sfarim called Emek. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it's a chiv on the individual. Ad kidei kach, that Rav Moshe was very makbid, that if you miss even one word, this is a very scary halacha, you miss one word of the laning, you got to go to another shul. You got to go to another shul to hear the Kriya Satara. See, I always have, Baruch Hashem, once in a while I get to lane. Occasionally I get to lane. And you know, where I lane, they like the Eshlin very, very fast. That's the main thing. Got to go very, very fast. And sometimes they go too fast.
You miss.
You know, I don't know, you miss. You know, there's a word. You know, there's a question that said right, said not right. And it'll always be like a bend. So most people don't pay attention, they don't care, they don't want. There's always going to be one guy, a Ben Tyra, who's there visiting, will come over to me and he'll tell me, you know, I think when you laned the Aliyah, this word you didn't say right. You didn't say it right. You said it wrong. So I should go back. So I told her, I always tell us, you want to correct, call HaKavod. You have to correct. You got to correct on the spot. Once we finish the Aliyah, we're not going back. But he says, they say, but tell me, but you made a mistake. Is it Ma'akev? The way you pronounced it, if you said the Patach instead of a Shva. So I said, you know, it is ma'akev. It's the wrong word. It's ma'akev. It is ma'akev. It's ma'akev. I said, you're right. It's ma'akev. You're not taka yotza. You're not yotza. That word. But unfortunately, it's a mu'uvas she'ena yochel liskon because we're not going to go back. Because once we're going to go back, there'll be no end to it. It'll be the whole thing. Lady will turn into a joke. Every ali, you can go back. You want to correct. There are people there that they correct. They do correct. Once in a while, you're going to claim that they didn't correct. You're going too quickly.
The Mishnah Berurah talks about if you skip a
pasuk. Right. So there's a shayla. You go back. Just read that pasuk. Okay. Let's start together. No, but Einach Hanami, according to Rav Moshe, there is. Okay, Rabbi said, please. We have enough time. According to Rav Moshe, Einach Hanami, these people who come up to you and they claim, you know, you did really a very big avla. You said the word wrong, and that means I in the audience is not. I'm not yoytza. That's right. They were not yoytza. They were not yoytza that word. Listen, you mark on everything else in Shulchan Aruch. When you mark on everything else in Shulchan Aruch, we'll worry about it. You're not yoytza that word. If you'll talk and find a mafunik that mamish didn't miss a whole word the whole year round, first of all, you shouldn't be davening here in the Shabbos when I'm leaning. But if you happen to be here in the Chanami, you're in trouble. You're going to have to go to another shul to hear Kriya Satara. But according to the other Paiskin, that's why Rav Moshe was very machmir on this. Rav Moshe, that's what he says. But according to the Leshem was the grandfather, I think, of the Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He was the famous Leshem, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Goyen of Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and many other people, they disagree. They hold it's not so. That's not what Kriyas HaTorah is all about. It's not the din to hear every single word. Kriyas HaTorah is din on the Tzibur. It's a din on the Tzibur. No, was this tzibur? Was it yoytza? You're in the audience, and the tzibur missed the word. Okay, so the tzibor, the kriyas hatar wasn't perfect, but it doesn't affect the individual. The individual, so no, you're sitting in shul, the baal kriya didn't say the word 100% right, it doesn't really have any effect on you, because it's not your problem. It's done in the tzibor, and the tzibor did kriyas hatar to a degree, and if not this tzibor, there's another tzibor that did kriyas hatar to a degree. It removes the level of responsibility down at least one notch, if not many other notches. The degree of feeling bad that you went to a laning that's not absolutely perfect, it's a problem, because you're part of that tzibur, and you have an obligation, the tzibur should do the right thing, but the degree of responsibility is definitely a few notches down when you hold that it's not a din on the person, it's a din on the tzibur, and the din on the tzibur, you don't have to hear necessarily every single word.
That if they go from Eretz Yisrael to America,
right, that's also part of it. It's also part of it. Right. There's no clarity in this matter. Obviously, lechatchila, you should hear every single word of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah during the year. But b'diavad, there's no need to do so. It's a din on the tzibur. It's not a din on the yach. I always told you this story that my brother, when he davens, he used to daven. So I once went to visit my brother for Shabbos, and he told me in advance, I came there for Shabbos, he told me, Yishnu, by the way, I don't know how religious you are. He said to me, but you should know that you're davening by me the Shabbos, you're not going to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. And this is Lakewood, the Ir HaTorah, in his development. It's a Choshuva development, a very Choshuva Rav, and all Choshuva B'nai Torah. These are all learners. This is a serious deal. I said, what? He says, there's a bar mitzvah the Shabbos, and the boy Lane, I heard the boy Lane practice Lane on Monday or Thursday. I heard him Lane, and you know, he doesn't say every word. He slurs some of the words. So I said, the Rav allows this? So he says, yeah. The Rav's policy is that when the bar mitzvah boy, he doesn't get involved, the parents should have enough seichel to know if the boy should lane or not. You know, the whole week they have a balkari mumcha, a real good balkari. The parents should have enough seichel to know that if their child is not roy, you should not let the child lane. But if the parent wants, I'm not getting involved, let the child lane, and bar mitzvah boy only, there are no corrections. Let the boy lane, let him do what he wants. This is Lakewood. This is not a modern shul out in Texas.
A listener can spoil a shidduch.
Not so therefore the people are very good. Everyone knows this. And everyone knows, and everyone that's a mafunik, so delicate, will know that Shabbos is to daven somewhere else and will come for the Kiddush. We'll come for the Kiddush with Mazel Tov. And most of the people in the shul, the Soymech and the Shita, the Ritva, it was good enough for the Ritva, it was good enough for the Ramban, it was good enough for Avshom Zalman Arbach, for the Lashem, the Erech HaShulchan. So no, you don't hear every word. It's okay. You do everything else in Shulchan Aruch. The bar mitzvah boy wants to have his day in the sun. The parents, for whatever reason, it's bizarre, want the boy to lane. Zehu, this is what he said to me. So I said, it's fine with me. I have no problem. It's good with you, it's good with me. I went there, and I was very surprised. The boy did lane very well. Okay, the boy did lane really pretty good. Maybe one or two words he slurred over, but it was pretty good. Okay, so you go to see how far it goes. You know the halacha, you know, sometimes you go to a shul, you have mishugayim. Mamish mishugayim. They're looking mamish to kill the Baal Kriya.
They come with the
dad. Mishugayim. Here you have a whole shul, a B'nai Torah, and a Chashva Rav, and he's telling the Olam, there's no corrections, and if you have a problem with it, go daven somewhere else. And no one says boo, and everyone is very happy. The Yaitz of the Mitzvah, because everyone knows the halacha. There's a Ritva, there are many Rishon. Can Rabbi said, can we please try to maintain...
Moshe felt
that
if you miss part of laning, you
got to
hear it again.
Rav Moshe, yes. Rav Moshe disagreed with this whole thing. Rav Moshe holds, you miss one word of laning, one word, you got to go to another shul. Will you go to another shul? That's another story. But are you mechuyev to? Yes, you're mechuyev to. According to these, you're not mechuyev to. You have nothing to do the whole day. Nothing to do. You're not mechuyev to. There's no chiyuv period to go. Rav Moshe holds, you're mechuyev. Are you mechuyev to go? Well, your wife's not going to be very happy, obviously, if you take... So, you know, not everything that it says in Shulchan Aruch is supposed to do, you're supposed to, we do, but that's, like I told you, if I make a mistake. So we had this whole discussion with the Rav, with the Rai Davin, and with the people there. You're right. It's a me'uvos she'ena yochon l'skut. If they don't correct the Baal Kriya on the spot, and they let him go to the end of the Aliyah. Well, sometimes the Balakri doesn't hear. Like they're trying, someone in the back calls out. He doesn't have what's going on. There's always noise and talking. You don't know what's going on. And he goes to the end of the Aliyah. What, you're going to go now back and go laying over the whole Aliyah all over again? Once you start doing that, there is literally no end to it. So the policy is correct. And if the correction is not made, so enochinami, it was a laning that was incorrect. It's a problem, and the people who are not yaitzed that word, whoever wants to go to another shul, that's life. Not everything in life is perfect. You have to know where to fight your battles, where to do. But Rav Moshe Taka holds he taka not yotz. You're not yotz that word.
He used to kill me.
Moshe was very mocked on this. Okay. Now, by the way, even though there is machwe, Rav Chaim Kinievsky Shlita says the minuk olam is, I don't know how he knows this, Ruch HaKodesh, the minuk olam is to be mekel. It's the shita of the Ritva and the Ramban, that Rav Moshe is a das yachid. The minuk olam is a din on the tzibor and a melee of all the leniencies. Next, now the Mishnah Berurah, there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. In one place, he mentions the Shulte Gibarim, that you have to listen to every single word. Imamish says the Shulte Gibarim. On the other hand, he quotes that halacha, that you don't bring, this is another nafkamina, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to people in prison. Okay, we're not talking about the prisons today, we're talking about. You don't bring the Sifrei Torah to someone in prison. They don't need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is done on the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is laning. So it's not the problem for the people in prison to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so it's not Kedai to be Mevazeh, to be Mezalzel in the Kiddush of the Sifrei Torah, to bring it to a place that's not proper. So you know what I mean? Obviously the Mishnah Berurah, Klar, he holds like it's in the Tzibur, it's a Stira. So he wants over here to say, he brings over here from a source, I don't know, maybe this is his idea, maybe he wants to say a chiddush, a very big chiddush he wants to say. To answer this, what? Doesn't mean you only come on, you don't need to come on to that. Yeah.
25
years Rabbi Rannenberg had a yeshiva in his cell. You should know, you read the history of Rabbi Rannenberg.
He had a yeshiva, he had a Sefer Torah.
Yeah, Sefer Torah. He wrote Svarim. He was Mechadish. He had a whole yeshiva going on over there. That was a different situation. We're talking about the Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about Radin and Rosh. He's talking about what went on there. You know, the Mishnah Berurah, my great grandfather of Aaron Levine, the Reish Sharav, was imprisoned in the Chofetz Chaim's house. When my great grandfather Aaron Levine was running away from the Nazis, he was captured by the Nazis in Russian Radin. I don't know how this happened, but the Chofetz Chaim's house was a prison. Mm-hmm. He was locked up for a short period of time as a prisoner in the home of the Chofetz Chaim. What?
It wasn't house arrest.
It was mamash a prison. They converted into a prison at some point in the war. And he was there in his home. So different types of prisons. You can't generalize. Okay. Now next one. He wants to give the following answer to this. Machabe doesn't like the sense, but he wants to say is that here's the answer. Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim. If you don't walk into shul, you're not in shul, then you can follow the opinion of the Ritva and the Ramban that there's no chiv upon me. I'm not a chiv, I'm created the tzibur. I am a paying member of the Young Israel. That's where I pay my membership dues. Are they learning today in shul? Absolutely. They're learning in shul. I could stay home and I don't have to take Kriyas HaTorah. I don't have to walk. But once you walk into shul, once you're already here, when they open up the Sefer Torah, now it's chal upon you to listen to every single word. The male, if you have to step out to go to the Beis Hakisei, you're in trouble. You're going to have to now go to another shul to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, because once already you're there and you're participating in the Kriyas HaTorah, now it's chal upon you, the chiv, like the Shulte Giborim and the Merame Rahenberg. You got to hear every single word. It's like a mahalach, the me'elu ve'elu divi lokim chayim. That's a svara. He over here.
Look,
who wrote the Mishnah Berurah?
It wasn't written by one person.
It was not written by one person. It was written by his son-in-law's, right? So it's not
the editor, but right, he didn't catch everything.
No, he did catch it. In Chofetz Chaim, he writes that he caught contradictions.
He did. He didn't catch
and
everything.
He said, you know, even the ones that he did catch, and he said, it's min hashamayim. He said it's written down in history. It was written like this. This one said this, one said that. Obviously, min hashamayim. Chofetz Chaim viewed his Mishnah Berurah as mamish, like a nevuah almost. It was min hashamayim. Both opinions should be recorded because elu v'elu divrei. Normally he was machriya. That's the purpose. But sometimes there was no hechra and he left. That's the way it should be. Okay, that is the shita. Halacha lemaisa. He brings over here. Furthermore, now first on noshim, women. First, let's talk about noshim. Are women chayav to kriyas haTorah? So if you learn this, then the tzibur, absolutely not. They don't have. It's not their problem. It's the tzibur. Memela. If you learn like the Meram Ramberg, that or like the Shulchan Gibor, then l'chora yes. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says, okay, believe it or not, people don't know this. That in Shulchan Aruch it says the Mevi Me'amogin Avram B'Shem Sech the Seifrim Sh'avapi She'en Hanoshim Chayavos B'Tal Me'Torah. Even the women are chayav to learn Torah, but not mechayav to come to Kollel. Mikol Makayim Chayavos. This is Mesech the Seifrim quoted, cited by the Mogen Avram. Chayavos L'Shmoya Kriyas HaTorah Ko Anoshim, like men. So you see any women today by davening? I didn't see any women by davening. I daven. I don't even have a ladies section when I daven. So you see, where are the women? Where are the women?
It doesn't mean the shul. It means the shul that does it for the community.
It says every single woman is chayiv to hear kriyas haTorah at least on Shabbos. So every, you ever see women that mock me to come on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah already takes note of the Magen Avraham. You call Malkam and Mishnah Berurah be atzma moisiv the lemaisa einam nohagos lizor bezeh. That's not the minhag olam. Women don't listen to kriyas haTorah. Atkei dekachon, it's even in there, we don't leave. They leave. They come just for Shacharis and they go home. They leave for Kriyas HaTorah. They're totally not machmir to Kriyas HaTorah at all. And I feel yes, we come and shenagin lashon lotzei sibes haknesses. Now, if you learn there's an tzibur, of course it's not your obligation. But in the yochid, that's where this problem begins. Obviously, you see from the minig olam that we beikar hold like the tzchidish that it's the din of the tzibur memil noshim not chayev.
That's my grandma remaining.
Zman Groma, Talmud, not every Zman Groma Nashon Pater from. There are certain Yonim that even there are those Zman Groma, it's a Talmud.
Yeah, the children to take care of the
house. Are you boys in that?
So hire a babysitter.
The babysitter?
Let's say there is no babysitter. Let's say a single girl. Okay, a single girl. They don't have any children to take care of. Or let's say women's, all the children are married. Are they Mechui? You don't see women today coming to shul for Kriyas HaTorah. They come, I don't know, they come during Kriyas HaTorah, they're davening, they're catching up on davening. He brings that down over here. What should you do better? If a woman comes to shul and she can either listen to Kriyas HaTorah or she daven, she daven. Davening is much more important.
Man,
it's not so. Man, so if you learn the tziyah, man also. What about Chazor Sashatz versus Kriyas HaTorah? Davening versus Kriyas HaTorah, a man should daven. Listening to Chazor Sashatz versus Kriyas HaTorah, you have to create the scenario. Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is more important.
See, a lot of people during Kriyas HaTorah are learning.
Space out. That's so they're being soimech on the shita that is a din in the tzibur. As long as there are 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, they can excuse themselves. By the way, even though that's true, they can do that, that's obviously not the right thing to do. That's not the ideal. That's not a. It's a b'di'evet. B'di'evet, I just don't feel well. I can't concentrate on the laning. So in the meantime, I have to stay for Musaf anyway. So in the meantime, let me read what it says over here. Let me learn something. That they can do. But l'chatchila, every Shabbos, I'm not going to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. I have a seder to learn the daf during the. That's wrong. That's dead wrong. Totally dead wrong. It's only in the b'di'evet scenario. So keep
according
to Chazal,
that women have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So why can't women make a minyan and make their own Kriyas HaTorah?
Why can women make their own minyan? Because you need a dover to make a minyan. A dover should be kedusha. Reading
it's not
from
a minyan.
Taking out a sefer Torah and making a bracha on the sefer Torah is considered a dover should be kedusha. A dover should be kedusha. A dover should be kedusha. V'nikdashli b'soich b'nei Yisrael b'fer Shmar v'lo b'soich b'nos Yisrael. So Kriyas HaTorah for Noshim. Yes, she can.
So she can say.
You're telling me all the legal loopholes that these partnership minions and all of the women minyanim and women winning in the extreme element of modern orthodoxy are using to have their own reading of the Torah. The women are not going to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. They're going to say the birch. They're going to lain. What's so terrible to take out the Sefer Torah? Okay, they have to go to mikvah, so there shouldn't be a need to touch Sefer Torah, or at least they should not be the one to touch Sefer Torah. And they're going to say the Birchas HaTorah when they get their aliyah. You're right. According to halacha, you can literally get away with murder. You can be over on Avodah Zorah, Gili Araya, Shvichas Dom. You do the Shinui. You do Gili Araya with the Shinui. I'm a Chayef. I did it with the Shinui. You can get away with the Aver, Groma, Shinui, with Avdaveros, Hamuros. And there is no question that women can come up with brilliant solutions to lane, have a minion where they can lane from the Torah, and it can look like to an observer as no different than men, and they're not violating one halacha in the Torah. Absolutely, and indeed that is what is taking place across this country. If they do the regular way the men do it, the mamish, that's awesome, because the brach levatolah and in the nikdash b'sochu neyishol v'chulu, all these things. They want to do it? Okay, if they have a good cause, maybe there's a reason to do it. Maybe there is. Is it in the spirit of the halacha? It would seem absolutely not. It would seem 100%. You're telling me Hayra Shah, because what's the alternative? Go to Reform Shul, go to Conservative Shul, ain't a chanami. Go ask your ask. These are very big dilemmas that everyone is struggling with in the modern world. How to... there's not the shear for today.
No, you have a city, for example, that
all the
men are out of town working.
There are you better question you should ask is the Megillah. This is a much better question. The Megillah can give you a women's reading of the Megillah where a woman reads the Megillah for a group of women. So there, that's not a davar shabikadush. So they have to anyway make a bracha like all the other men. And there, the 10 people by Megillah is not for Kedusha, it's for Berov Am Hadras Melech, it's for Persume Nisa. That's a good question. That indeed is a much more legitimate question. There could be a reading of women for the Megillah. I told YU, they probably do it now by now, but years ago, I remember many, many years ago, my father told me that the women in Stern, they wanted to have a big reading of the Megillah for women. They wanted to do it for the first time. For sure they do it by now, I imagine. And then Rabbi Dr. Norman Lim was the president, and it was a much firmer world. I don't say firmer, I don't say that, that's not the right word. It was a different world. Okay, different. And they went to him as the president for authority to do this in Stern. Berov, Am, the whole Stern will come together, all the girls will come together, and it's going to be one woman's in the lane only for the women, not for the men. So basically he said, it's Alpi Halach, it's mutter, there's no question about it. But... It's something different. It's a change in tradition. It's not traditional, and he doesn't want to be the one. That's he told him no. He doesn't want to be the one to start this trend. So he told them no. Believe it or not, he told them no. It may not be done under his authority. Okay, that was years ago. What goes on today, I have no idea. None of my business. But that's a much better question. Okay, let's just do one more halacha. We're out of time. The last interesting thing. I find this fascinating. Someone showed this to me. Yesterday. We're going to get to the topic later on about a coin and a lady. We'll talk about this more about tomorrow morning. Coin, lady, coin walking out. You have kibudim. You want to give kibudim. There is a lot of makaros that you are allowed to tell the coin, go for a walk. Go for a walk. I don't want you to be in the shul when we give. We want the three aliyahs for the Yisraelim laying a simcha today. Go outside and see what's doing on the bulletin board. Are you allowed to tell the koyein to go for a walk? Shabbos mincha. There was a simcha. There was a bris, a bar mitzvah, chveis, a shem brachas, and there were not enough kibudim to give everyone in the family. And there are three people that must get kibudim. And Shabbos mincha, so it was a very nice solution. Let us tell the koyein, go for a walk. And that way we'll have two more aliyahs. So the rush, as someone showed this in Parashas Beshalach, Vayelchu shloish es yamin b'loy mayim. The rush, the perish harush, the Mikros Kedos and the Chumash says you're not allowed to, by mincha. Shachris, you can do it. You can tell the koyein to go for a walk. Even Shabbos morning maybe, but not mincha. You know why not? Because why do we delay in Shabbos mincha? So one answer is because of the Yoshrei Kranis. People are sitting around doing nothing, so let's at least learn. We'll learn some Torah, it'll change. There's another reason why we learn Shabbos Mincha. It's to make up for the Kohanim and Levim who lost out during the week. Now what do we mean? How many Aliyos do Yisraelim get during the week? And verse, Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi includes Kohanim and Levi. So let's think, on Shabbos, how many Aliyos do Yisraelim get? Five. There are seven aliyahs. Right. Five go to Yisraelim. How many during the week? Monday, oh. Thursday? Two. Five, six, seven. Right? Seven. Total of seven.
Wait a minute.
Shabbos, there's five.
Yeah.
And during the week, Monday, Thursday is?
One each.
Seven. Eight. How many do the Levim and Kohanim and Levim get?
Six.
They get Monday, they get two. Kohen Levi, Sheva Levi. We count them as a team. Two. Thursday is two. That's four. Shabbos is another two. Six. It's not fair that the Yisraelim are getting more. The Yisraelim are getting seven aliyos.
So they get eight because they
and the Kohen Levi are getting six. Zelo fair. What's the solution? Another laning. We'll give the Kohen, now the Yisrael gets one more, which brings them up to eight. And the Kohen Levi gets another two, brings from six to eight. It's fair. Zephyr. Okay? Eight. The only reason why they were massacring to lane Shabbos Mincha is to create the fairness that the Kohen Levi should get what they deserve. Therefore, Bedafka, now it's not right to send out the Kohen and Levi. The whole reason why this lady was enacted was to be massacring to give a bracha to the Kohen and the Levi. And you want to throw them out of the shul? The Yotzah Schar Behef Seidai. The Mela, you can throw them out Monday, Thursday, because that wasn't really for them. It was really Stam, Tulane. So you need the Aliyah so you can send them out. But not Shabbos Mincha. This is what it says in the Rosh, the Perish Shalosh, Allah Chumash, and Parashas Peshalach. Okay, Belina, we'll pick this up again tomorrow.